I'm over here now.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Burr. You mean like Raymond Burr?
Hi, this is Raymond Burr. Josh probably doesn't even remember who Raymond Burr is.
Can you name one thing about Raymond Burr?
I don't know Burr. No. No, I don't know Raymond Burr.
I don't know Burr.
Perry Mason is older than you and I. And then
that's true.
Ironsides is when I was a small child.
He was in the original Godzilla.
And that's where he lives.
The
he
black
lives
and white
that,
one?
That's
yeah. Well, I mean, what happened? It was a massive hit in Japan, and they couldn't put the full Japanese version in the United States, so they edited in a Raymond Burr subplot. And that succeeds so often.
So I begin the show like I always do. And what's weird, Rob will understand this when I play this video.
Yeah.
That and there you go for people right out of the gate. I like that. The people that get pissed off about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, sure.
God. I don't want to start negatively. I don't, but boy, that annoys me. But I'm having trouble opening my soundboard today, which seems to have just given it up. In totality.
So. Is it cold? Is the soundboard cold?
It's cold. I didn't put the proper amount of antifreeze in it.
I know what, Mike. Did the soundboard see a shadow?
I couldn't even begin to tell you what this is.
You got
to
run that hair dryer over it.
Yeah, exactly.
Warm it up.
I'm going to quit it.
It's actually the eye hair dryer because it's made by Apple.
Well, Rob, we've got a problem here.
Yes.
That frozen pipes because all of our hot water heaters are outside.
Yes.
So that's what the neighbors are doing. They're out there freaking
with hair dryers,
out about frozen pipes on their hot water heater.
And by the way, people are probably going to say this. Don't call it a hot water heater because the water is already hot. You don't need to. Shut up. It's a hot water heater. That's what it is.
Wait, what's
don't
it be supposed an idiot. To be called?
A water heater. Because why would you heat hot water? And I get this all the time from people.
I've never heard that argument.
I'm with him on that. I'm with him on
You're
that.
Right.
I get it. I don't give a lot of thought to it, but I completely would normally, you know, that's something that I would be annoyed at, too.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
So shut up, everybody. Everyone pipe down.
Our water heaters are outside.
Well, why do you do that? Just because you need the extra 4 square feet of space in your house?
I don't know. I thought it was because it's like a gas-powered, like instant water heater.
Mine's gas-powered, and it's inside the house, and it's leaking gas right now, so it's great.
I am reasonably sure with 37 degrees, which it can get colder, but not much down here in Southwest Florida. I am very, very certain that this is my heating cooling unit outside. We used to call it a heat pump, but you don't use a heat pump that much in Florida. But it is still a heat pump. It still heats the house. Or
what is behind a heat pump? I know it's less efficient than like a proper air conditioner or heater, but what does it actually do?
It heats.
But it also cools. No?
Yeah. It's got a cooling element and a heating element.
Oh, okay. And it pumps the air through it.
And it's got a great browning element. And that's another old reference. So here it is. I think the attitude that my heat pump has is right now, like maybe overnight, this was my heat pump going, you know, okay, well what am I supposed to do here?
I know.
What am I supposed to?
Yeah.
Because we are heated in this house barely. Barely, with the thing running and running and running and running. So, you know,
well,
there it is.
Well, it's like when you took us to Maine in June and July.
Yeah.
And at night, it is cold enough, sometimes you can have a fire.
Always.
In the middle of June.
When I was growing up, every night in July. That's how cool it gets up there.
But it's. I imagine that there's no heating built into the old house up there, is there? Because it's it was like a vacation house, right?
Not the old one, no. Yeah. There was no heating at all.
It's a situation where you're not going to require heat, you don't build heater. You don't need it. And so you're being taxed right now by that.
Yeah, and I think that it is, I probably am making the whole thing up, but I just don't think, I think the reason it's cool in here is because the houses, their construction properties are a little different. I think they're built a little differently down here. They're not as, you know, probably not quite as insulated as other, if insulated at all. I don't know.
No, they do. They do a lot of insulation down here to keep the heat out.
Keep the heat out.
Same concept, right. But it's designed to keep the heat out and keep the cool in.
And keep the cool in, Mike. That's what's most important.
Well, here's the thing. I don't want to skip ahead in the show, but I will tell you that we have a little meeting before every show. And one of the things that was discussed was an incident with a canine. And the weird thing is, and I know Rob will agree with this, that my my opening today, my little treat that I decided, I like to give you a little gummy at the beginning of the show.
Thank you. And it kicks in right about beautiful video.
The gummy today is just how incredibly wonderful dogs are and how funny dogs are, because they're just so dog. And, I don't need to explain this. I'll just run the dumb dog pictures. Let's take a quick go.
Oh, there's right. Josh.
That's Josh and many.
Rob's gone.
I'm back.
Weird, there we go. Everyone's back. And here is the dog video.
You got to go from the beginning. Got to start at the beginning. Start at the beginning.
All right. These like to miss the first second if you don't bring it up first. Here you go.
Steven! Okay.
Steven.
Clumsy dogs.
I love this one.
You like the... Oh!
This is great.
Oh, poor guy.
This is a dog. Right.
Dogs are truly the best.
There you go. That just starts the show today. And I guess we have
How are your dogs with the cold? I'm curious.
I don't care.
No, I mean, but you're part of it.
They're not. We're having issues. Like, real
you're having issues.
Like, will they refuse to go outside with the cold?
No, they're fine going outside. It's that they don't do their business properly. And the old one, Winslow, is now becoming a real, real problem. And
but he's not that old.
Sure.
Isn't he like five?
No, he's not that old. He should know better. But
before we move on, though, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I was going to say we...
Pivot.
But
said a bit of it. The problem is that the young one will go out if he's been in a pen or a crate or hasn't been out, and he will take a long time to relieve his bladder, and that's the way it should be. The other one uses his wiener as spray paint and marks. Does not pee to relieve himself. He pees to mark his territory, and then he'll relieve himself inside. I'm so tired of it. I am so tired of it that, and Carla is so tired of it that it's getting to critical mass here. Because when you have a home and your home is literally being ruined by a dog, you don't know what to do. But he's been trained. They're taken out 8-9 times a day. It's just it's kind of crazy.
Maybe you should take them out 6-7. That's for the youngsters out there.
That's right. Way to go, hipster.
Mike, before we go to our dog disaster, we wanted to do an announcement, a football-related announcement up front.
Very cool.
You said. Yeah, so Josh, all you?
The Super Bowl squares. We did Super Bowl squares last year as a little fundraiser for the show, and we're doing it again this year. $10 and $25 options. In fact, I think I have them right here. So the $25 square, you can win $300 a quarter or $600 with the final.
Okay.
And now, Mike, do you remember how squares work?
Yeah, sort of. No.
All right. So we have each box has 100 squares. Then once the grid is filled with 100 spots sold with names, we randomly put numbers 0 through 9 left and right. So if it score ends up being 27 to 13.
This is done all over the country. This is done all the time.
Yeah, you line up the 7 and the 13, and that winner gets it. And we check the score at the end of each quarter and check the score at the end and pay out winners.
And just to eliminate confusion, it's not 7 and 13. It would be 7 and 3. It's the final digit.
Right. We would look up the final digit. So if it's 17 and 23, we look up the 7 and the 3, and that's who wins.
So if you got a 73, you'd be a winner.
Yep. If you want to buy $10 squares, the payout is $120 per quarter and $140 for the final.
Okay, so there are two denominations, a $10 yep. square and a $25 square.
$10 or $25. All this stuff will be listed onto Facebook immediately after the show today.
And I believe the you're more of a AFC guy than I am. The latest on Mr. Drake May is that he probably will be playing in the big game. Play.
Yeah, you're not
Mike, he's living yes. up to his name. Drake May. He may play.
Okay.
I love the box pool.
Drake may play. Rob is gay.
Hey!
All right.
I like the box pool because it introduces geometry into sports.
That's interesting.
It is.
Okay, so as we start the show today, so we got the squares. We'll mention that a couple of times before we get out of here today.
Mm-hmm.
You had, when I joined you guys today, you were in the middle of a discussion about your son and an incident that happened with him over the weekend, right?
Yeah, it was really kind of horrifying, and it's hard not to laugh as you look back on it, but it was very scary at the time. Now, you know, Linus, my smaller of two dogs. He's older. He's closing in. He's 13 and a half now, and that's pretty old for a dog. And he was, as a puppy, and we got him at like 6 or 7 weeks old, so we've had him his whole life. He was very docile, sweet boy, let you pick him up, you know, whole deal. He always had a little bit of aggression if he had food and you tried to take it away from him.
Now,
that was always, that's weird to me because that normally
Isn't
happens.
Isn't that just a Spiewak trait?
Well, yes, it is. That's learned behavior, Josh.
It's definitely an O'Mara trait. And Carla is a first bite person, so she, you sometimes will get something that you've really looked forward to,
yes.
and you will sit down at the table or the couch or the bed,
yes.
and you will be ready to take a big bite and say, can I have a bite?
Oh.
And it's just like...
I figured out a way to avoid that, Mike.
Yeah.
I always serve myself last. I wait.
That's just like the mother in A Christmas Story.
A little bit, but no, because it's...
No, a lot.
I'm not serving them.
You did not win. You were defeated. You're now serving them first.
I'm not serving them. They're serving
that
themselves.
That is the mother in a lot of homes growing up. It would serve... the mother would serve last.
Mike, is there anything better than a mother?
And you're the best one I know.
Thank you.
You cook, you clean, you keep the house straight.
Try to keep the family's morale up. I do. Yeah. I guess I am the mother, yeah.
I can't imagine. I probably, when I'm cooking something, I'll be the same way, and you do most of the cooking. So, of course, that's I think the person that prepares the food normally eats last. I think that's a normal thing, right?
Yeah, especially if you've been eating all along. You know, you don't have a blinding hunger. Yes. Well, you have to make sure the seasoning is right.
See, it's weird the way this show weaves together sometimes. Sometimes I feel as though telepathically we are meshing this show together because there's so many things that are related. I have a story about that later on that I'm very intrigued about and I want to share.
About cooking?
About cooking. But this is not about cooking. This
You're
is about
right.
dogs.
It's about dogs. So, and Linus has been a little aggressive more as he gets older. And as recently as like a year, Carrie says, I think he's getting more aggressive. He's getting meaner sometimes. He doesn't always get along with Sebastian, the younger, bigger dog. But that's, you know, a lot of times that's just play, you know, bumping into each other and slap fighting. And I said, you know, Carrie, the dog is 13. He's probably got age issues. I mean, how's his hearing? How's his sight?
It's not unusual for dogs to get cranky when they get older.
So we've all gotten like nipped at and growled at, and we call it the shark face. If you get too close to a dog and they like that, they don't do anything, but they just, you know, they shark you. I like videos on social media where people say to their dog, smile, and they do the shark face, and you realize the dog is anything but smiling. He's pissed off. So Saturday morning, we had the family was down, and we were, conversing and having a cup of coffee, and Robert came down and got some treats, just little, you know, milk bone treats, and fed one to Sebastian first. And that got Linus's attention. And so when he get to give a treat to Linus, Linus charged him, like, and got him on the hand enough that it's bleeding. I mean, he really bit his hand hard. And then Linus backs off and, like, hides the rest of the day because he's ashamed. But it was very disconcerting because, you know, that's your dog, and you don't want to have that thought. And immediately my thought is, you know, we can know the dog. We can sort of learn to recognize when he is going to be in a mood. But then you start thinking about, well, what if you have family over or friends or, God forbid, you know, friends with kids and service people, you know?
So let me ask you a question about, you said the charging. Having two dogs myself, I know what you're talking about. Rob and I are both kind of, that's the white trash that Rob and I both have. We have two dogs.
Yeah.
I think as soon as you go over one, you begin to move into that zone.
Just like if you go over three cats, you're a crazy lady, even if you're a man.
Moves into that category, 100%. The proximity of the dogs when Robert went to hand the treat, was he standing right next to the other dog when that happened? Because that's when we get into trouble here.
We have a sectional sofa and a sexual sofa, but it's a sectional sofa that's like kind of an L. So they were within that sort of region. So they weren't like right on each other, but they were in the same, like the same area of that.
Sorry.
Sorry.
You said sexual sofa.
Mm-hmm. So Robert is a beautiful, empathetic kid, and he has been blessed with his mother's temper. And he is red hot right away and screaming expletives and mad at them. And I don't blame him because
let me translate. He's the most passive man in the world. Why don't you just not sugarcoat it, by saying that and tell us what. So he gets pissed easily.
Yes, he does, as does his mother. And it's funny because Robert, if you had to pick a family side he looks like a Spiewak. He really does. Maybe not me, but definitely my father's side of the family.
Yeah, definitely.
Julia is a dead ringer for Carrie, especially when times when they've had their hair similar, they look just alike, but the personalities are switched. Julia is much more like me and Robert is much more like Carrie. And because of that, he is not passive and he's screaming and he even brings up pretty quickly, it's time we put this dog down. Let's consider all things before we do that. Yeah. And he's looking and he's bleeding and his hand hurts. And I said,
so it
but
hurt
he just,
right out back. I mean, he got chomped.
He got chomped. And so I said, buddy, just let's clean it. Let's bandage it and see how it is tomorrow. Take an ibuprofen. Linus doesn't hate you. Linus loves you. He's just confused. Da 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 da. And I tried to
is
talk him
you
down.
You talking to your son?
Yeah.
So you're defending the dog?
No, I'm defending
your son's a grown man now, pretty much. You don't need to really talk to him like that.
Don't you have sort of a relationship with your kids where sometimes it gets a little...
No, it just sounds that he must have been really white hot if
he was... I mean, when he starts
like
calling...
a four-year-old.
When he comes to the notion of killing a dog, I mean, he's white hot.
Yeah, but I get it. I totally get it, you know?
And you're not thinking 100% sensibly when you're bleeding from the hand, you know?
Right.
And so... he does this, and it hurts, and it hurts, and it hurts. It even hurts him that night, and he got up early on Sunday, and he Googled it, and it said, in this case, you really should have a doctor look at it.
Oh, so 100%. You should go right to the ER.
Yeah, that was the thing that made me laugh, is when he got bit, Carrie says, well, let me see if they have an open appointment. And I said, where? You don't need an appointment for patient first. And she said, no, at the veterinarian. Her thought was to fix the dog, not the boy.
It's like the Rodney joke, you know. My wife got into an accident. My wife got a car stolen downtown. And I said, well, did you see who did it? She said, no, but I got the license plate. You get it?
I do.
Does Josh get it? Do you get
I
it?
I get it, yes.
He gets it. He's just not laughing.
It's her own car, yes. Yes, I got it.
What if afterwards you say, Rodney said, hey, you see, because it was her own car.
Rodney.
Whoa, no respect.
No, but that's SOP that you go to the... You go to a medical facility.
Early Sunday morning, he goes in. They x-ray him.
Did he get bitten on Saturday morning?
Saturday morning. So this is 24 hours after the fact. And he goes into urgent care because, you know, it's open. And they x-ray. He has a hairline fracture in his hand from the bite.
Wow.
and
holy magoli,
and the possibility of infection. So they've got him on Augmentin, and it's not the kind of, the fracture was minor enough they didn't have to bandage or cast it, but it was definitely there.
Were they concerned that you waited 24 hours?
There was no mention of that. No.
Okay, good. Okay.
And then they had to have him fill out a report about a dog attack, which made him really ill at ease.
Like with spousal abuse.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. No,
Mike, they don't. It's funny. They don't always do spousal abuse. Not for me. But
well, when you go in with your different bruises and fractures.
Yeah, but for a dog, always. Always for a dog. Josh, you said
Well, because for dogs, they want to put down the dog if it's a problem. I don't think they do the same for spousal abuse.
So what Robert did, because he is sensible, he said, oh, I provoked the dog. So it's the ball is back in our court now.
So has Robert now come full circle where he's trying to save the dog?
Yeah, well, he didn't want to put him down 24 hours after the fact, which I think is a step. Although I don't think that it's out of any of our minds at this point. So while Robert is at urgent care, Carrie somehow gets an appointment at the veterinarian service that's in the back of PetSmart, Banfield Pet Hospital. And it's actually part, why are
go
you
with
laughing?
The best. That's what I always say. Go with the best.
Well, you know what?
You probably pay for the Banfield insurance because I used to pay for that.
We do, as a matter of fact. But, Mike, there's no other vet you can go to on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
The boutique pet doctors, they're all sleeping and drinking all mimosas.
I think I've seen in my travels around this state, I've seen like the kind of urgent care, but for pets, right?
Really?
I've seen those. Don't they have those in Florida?
Yep. I've spent thousands of dollars.
Oh.
Wow.
I haven't.
Are they next to Chinese restaurants?
I got four words to tell you if something that bad happens.
What's
luck
that?
Of the draw.
So we're all rooting for you, Linus.
So you go to the back of the PetSmart.
Carrie goes to the back of PetSmart.
Is it Petco or PetSmart?
It's PetSmart, and I don't know if it's PetSmart or Pet Smart. Could be either.
I never thought about it that way.
I always thought it was Mart. I thought it was Pets. Mart.
But wouldn't it be Pets Smart?
Like Kmart for pets.
It would be Pets Mart because otherwise it would be like you'd sound, like a caveman. Pets Smart. And you get yourself a pretty good frozen rat there, too.
Oh, I didn't know they sold those. I love that they do have a small frozen food section with dog food, and that's where you find the rats.
And my dogs now are on the refrigerated pet food, and you want to talk about the fights.
Oh,
they like
bet.
That. Oh, the refrigerator. They give your dog that if you can. I haven't priced it yet, so I don't know what Carla's paying for it, but I bet it's a lot
more.
How are the BMs?
The BMs are firmer, almost to the point of like constipated. You like nuggets. You know what I mean? Not the usual.
Do they come with some dipping sauce?
No, I'm glad you asked about the stools, like Rob, because frozen? The stools they're not frozen; they're refrigerated.
Yes, exactly.
They're very cool to the touch, but the same taste.
Okay, that's excellent. So the doctor starts to check out Linus, and the one thing that you can really do to make Carrie almost cry every time is to say, well, you know, Linus is an older dog now. She hates that.
Were you required to go to the vet after you went to the ER?
Not required. These were separate and independent
operations. What are you hoping to get out of the vet?
Trying to figure out why he might be more aggressive. And so the vet, he says he's an older dog. Older dogs can be in pain. Older dogs have mental issues like people
do. That's essentially like going to a general practitioner that has a business in the back of a Dick's Sporting Goods to find out why your grandfather might be a little more agitated in his old age.
Mike, that's exactly what I was thinking. It's not like that at all. It's a true veterinary office with veterinarians.
I know, but what is it? Well, I mean, it's the dog's behavior, right?
Yeah,
What are they going to tell you?
What he did
is he gets old and he's cranky.
Well, he checked him, and his joints hurt him a little bit. So maybe that has to do with cold weather.
How much did that set you back?
I don't even ask anymore. Actually, you know what? I think
even
it was covered.
What it cost?
No, it was covered. It was covered by the insurance. Yeah,
go ahead, knock your socks off. Then I wouldn't, but it is.
It is PetSmart,
which is
it's
what
pet
Smart.
Oh, smart.
Oh, with it. Smart.
With an implied apostrophe. Look at the bouncing ball. Oh, wait. You know what that place needs?
No,
that needs.
No. That's just a bouncing ball.
That's just a bouncing ball. That's not the. If it was pets. No, it's pet smart.
I'm just causing trouble. I'm sorry. Okay. All right. But you know what that store could really use? Can we go back to the picture a second, Josh? Wouldn't that store look good with big red balls out in front of it? You know, for safety.
And less employees with nose rings.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And
all right. Well, you're covered by insurance. Did the doctor give you any satisfaction?
Yeah. One thing that fascinated me was Kerry describing the eye test, in which he takes a cotton ball and takes it up and drops it to see if Linus can follow the cotton ball falling. I found it fascinating because that's what my doctor does. His hearing appears to be okay.
Did he act like that husky in the opening video where he's just staring up in the sky?
That's him. Actually, that was Kerry. She couldn't follow the cotton ball.
All right, so he's doing some cognitive tests.
Yeah, dognitive tests. And he passed them, but he did have sore joints. And in case it's a mental issue, what he got is he got two prescriptions covered by insurance. One is an anti-inflammatory,
okay,
in case his joints hurt. And one is sort of the equivalent of a depressant or doggy Zoloft.
So might as yesterday, well be like the rest of the family, right?
I was going to say, he fits right in. But it is so funny to watch a drugged out dog all day yesterday. For one thing we noticed is, you know, he's not that
GK
big.
GK Design, thanks for the bulletin that we just put the logo up. I think we know that PetSmart. What?
His was first. He saw that, and it made me pull up the artwork.
Yeah, and he knows.
Sorry,
because
it's Monday. I'm a little cranky. Sorry, GK Design.
Mike, he knows logos because he is GK Design.
What?
He is GK Design. He knows logos.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Oh, that's right. He probably is in that business, or she. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or he.
I think it's
a dude. It's a dude's picture. Hard for me to see. All right.
Probably designed the logo.
Yeah.
Maybe. So yesterday, Linus, who was about 50 pounds, and get you
Did
an idea
say,
of how
big. Did you say help me design the logo?
No, I said he probably designed the logo.
Oh, okay.
The PetSmart.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were saying he helped design our logo. I wanted to make sure I wasn't pooping where I eat.
Ah! So all of our design is done by a guy named Josh.
Yes.
How about that? So he's on this doggy Zoloft.
It's a little of both. I have to do a lot by hand also.
Okay, I didn't know that. All right, very good.
So yesterday, Linus spent most of his days standing with his front legs too far apart because I think he felt balance challenged and just staring at
things.
Because
of the drugs?
Yeah, so I've got myself an addict dog now. One of the things that's really troubling Linus is up until a couple weeks ago, jumping onto our bed or jumping onto the sofa, easy for him. Nothing. He doesn't even give it a second thought.
That's the first kind of tell. How's his eye? Is his eyesight okay?
Eyesight is fine. Yes. He followed the cotton ball.
How is your son?
He actually, pardon me, upon waking up on Sunday morning, before he went to the doctor, the bite felt warm, which is a sign of oncoming infection. So he's glad they caught it. They actually did tell him, it's lucky we caught this early. So he didn't wait too long to go to the doctor for that, which is good.
Did he say that I would have gone in earlier except for my dad?
Yeah, that's what he said. Right.
I had to get to the vet first.
He said, you know, my dad works with a radio guy, and he really wanted me to go in yesterday. But my father said no and hid my car keys and took the distributor cap off my car. That's what he said.
Oh, God.
That's why I was mentioned in the report as well as Linus.
Oh, well, it sounds like everything is stable now.
We'll see. I'm hoping that Linus sort of regulates with the drugs because he's definitely druggy dog right now. He can't.
If you want to see this whole thing, it'll be on next week's episode of The Pit.
But it seems to be stable now, but I will say this. When you start dealing with the mortality of a family pet that you, Mike, you can't relate, of a family pet that you love very much, it's scary. And
I was sad when both Beluga and Frankie, went away.
I'm talking about your current pets.
You mean like I don't love them enough to keep them around?
You sort of alluded to that at the front of the segment.
I don't like my house being, I don't love them enough that if they're going to, you know, shower my house with urine, that's going to,
See, Mike, there are places in Las Vegas.
I'm not alone, you know.
There are places in Vegas where people pay top dollar for that privilege.
I understand that. I understand. But I love, I love them okay. I think they're both flawed. I haven't had a dog.
Broken?
I thought Winslow was my dog. And he, ever since we brought Dummy into the house, Winslow's behavior has regressed, which is not unusual either. You know?
I think normally they can actually, the dumb dog can absorb the smarter behavior, but it actually went the other way for you?
Other way, yeah.
Wow, that's unlucky.
Yeah, but we're not doing anything anytime soon.
Good.
I don't think.
You going to get a cat?
Probably not, but I mean, I certainly have talked about it on the show, about a Maine Coon cat. Look, the world of pets now has, in my humble opinion, it is so priced out. You know, if you look at inflation and how certain things go up by these small percentages, or in the case of double-digit percentages, sometimes 10, 11%, that's a lot. And then you look at the world of, pet sales.
Yeah.
It's absurd. It's a joke. It's an absolute joke. I mean, there's no reason why there should be a, 500% increase in the price of something just because people can get it. But they can because people are stupid.
Things are always worth what you can get for them. And that's tragic. But I mean, with the amount of dogs and cats that need to be saved out there, ones that are, rescues, please do that. If you need a dog, get a rescue.
Just pick one up from the side of the road.
You know, it's funny.
It'll be
when
fine.
One of the best.
Even though Mike initially yelled at me for helping.
What?
Sorry. Nothing. I'm just looking at the comments. Sorry. Oh, I mean, that's my world right there. That's my world in a microcosm right there, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm reading the comments. Sometimes I'm looking at you. Sometimes I'm looking at copy. Sometimes I'm looking at things in front of me. And, I mean, that's all. It's
you already apologized for that, though.
Yeah, but I mean, I got to look. I mean, I'm used to snark. I get snark everywhere. I want to say, based on the comments, to Linda Gowen, went to a wedding at Marco Island. I have to say to you, I am so sorry for you choosing to come to our state in the coldest snap that we have had in decades. I do not remember in my 10 years down here ever having sustained cold weather like we have down here. And I was thinking, and you know, and probably not in a sympathetic way when I was talking to my son today about the people that come down for January and February, and we were kind of going, but in her case, since she's a listener of the show, I'm sorry about that because it has to. I can't imagine
what
how much
Linda
it sucks for people coming down to a destination wedding that's supposed to be 75, 80 degrees in January, and you come down and it's 50 or 49
Make sure you
degrees.
Let the bride and groom know you're dissatisfied with the weather.
Right, tell them to do better.
Yeah, do better.
Everything's okay then.
Everything is okay. I'll keep you updated this week on reports of druggy dog and whether or not, like when he tries to jump up on stuff now, he just sort of back and forth like he's getting ready and then he stops and walks away. So I don't want him to lose that confidence, and I just hope he's feeling, but he really is. Mike, you remember when he was 8 weeks old, I brought him to your house and you loved him and held him the whole show. He was a
beagle,
good boy.
One of the sweetest beagles I've seen. And I'm not a huge beagle fan, but this beagle was nice. And I always thought, I think I must have been in my
beagle
past
mix.
At some point. At some point in my past, I had a beagle that must have just always, they're almost borderline hound dogs. So they, they do
noisy.
And wasn't a fan, but this dog was
is
very sweet, and I hope you keep it along for a long time.
And as I told Sebastian, I said, you're on the bench now, buddy. Come on, get ready to step up into slot number one.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's
I like
also
to call
we
it
decided
on deck circle.
Yeah, precisely. Yeah. Exactly.
Remember that line was delivered by my cousin Johnny, an invasive cardiosurgeon, since retired, at my mother's funeral reception, where I, you know, my family, you can't. When you go through something that's really horrible, it really helps to have a sense of humor.
It does.
Conan O'Brien tells a great story on his podcast when he had Will Arnett on. And Will Arnett reached out to Conan after Conan's parents died within a couple of days of it. And first of all, he reached out when his dad passed. I think his mother passed something like a week or maybe even days after
that. So many times old couples pass within days of each other.
So when his dad died, Will Arnett reached out and said, so sorry to hear about your loss. I know that's got to be difficult. And Conan, as opposed to saying, thank you for your concern, reached back by saying, I think it was Bateman, which is so damn funny. And it's that – that's an Irish thing too that we do. And no. then you know, and then apparently I think it was Bateman after the mother passed away, which is an unbelievable tragedy for sure. Conan O'Brien to lose his parents within that short a period of time. And Bateman reached out to Conan and said, "I'm going to need your sister's address." That's I love that. I can't even possibly describe how much I love that and how humor does that. So on the
but can you imagine being in a humorless family and trying that joke and having probably, it fall?
How dare you?
I know. How dare you?
Thank God. So at the reception for my mom, my cousin Johnny came up to a bunch of us.
Following the funeral, right?
Following the funeral and came up to a bunch of us and said, "Well, it's official. We're in the on-deck circle now," because she was the last of the parents to pass away.
Scary. It is so scary.
But it's the circle of life, and you have to it's reality, and you have to deal with it, but it's funny.
When we get the whole family together for like a Christmas or something like that, and there's like 65, 70 of us that can get together if everyone's playing along, and I look around and I'm one of the older ones now. And it's frightening because I'm still, you know, making fun of my cousins in the same way I did when I was 15.
Yeah.
But now I'm like one of the older people in the family. It's crazy. It's
doesn't change. And my cousins and my sister, it's still the same way. And, you know, I even reached out over the weekend and called my sister, had a really nice brief conversation, but they were going to dinner. Anyway.
Is she on the continent or is she somewhere else this week?
She's in the great state of Vermont.
Oh, it must be chilly up there, but I bet she has the warmest clothes. Does she have warm clothes?
I certainly hope so. I really, really do. Can I give a plug, Josh, to a non-sponsor of our show?
Of course you can.
So the old Academy Sports, you know, and I bitch about retailers an awful lot and prices.
Is that a new and used outfit?
No, it's just a it's like a Modell's.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, it's just larger.
And,
it's hit or miss.
They brilliantly send out a 20% off at the beginning of Little League, Spring Little League, to the entire, all members of the Little League. Yes. And they sell a lot of sporting equipment for baseball, for kids. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that make you wonder what the markup is on that baseball equipment? That's what I always think.
Amazing.
The markup is 21%. And that,
right,
they just
always a 20% discount.
But here's the good thing. It's everything. It's not just baseball. You can get anything you want. So we roll in on Friday night.
For groceries?
They don't sell food stuff. Well, maybe
they sell
gum.
Beef jerky. You can get some beef jerky
and
there.
And that stuff keeps.
Beef jerky, sunflower seeds, some bubble gum. You'll be good. Yeah.
Sunflower
hummus.
Seeds. Hold on just a second. I know I've got it somewhere.
Oh, peewee. Yeah.
Sunflower seeds!
So we go, and they're having a seasonal clearance sale, 50% off. And so when you throw in the
select items or everything,
select items, and when you go, but a lot of them, and it just was so, it was so refreshing to not only have the coupon taken, but the coupon taken on already sale items. It was, I'd like to say thank you during these inflationary times to taking care of our little family during this cold snap where we all had to, you know, purchase our warm weather gear.
But at any time, did you have what Josh just mentioned and think about how are they possibly surviving this? Because I think that all the time.
Like, well, see a store, a furniture store that's averaging that's advertising 10% off. Well, F you. That's
Mike,
ridiculous.
I was in the furniture business for years and we never had insane markup. Ever.
It's what it is, but I give him a shout out. When's the last time you walked out of a store and you went, "All right." I mean, and that's what we did.
And this is the best time to buy. It's nice with this cold weather. It's the best time to buy winter gear down here because it's the end of season and they're trying to get rid of it all.
Yep.
They wanted to sell it before Christmas.
Yes, it is. And then, you know, it's just.
I think the company that drives me the most crazy is Kohl's. And we talked about them, I guess, last week that they're still doing that flexible pricing because they have the electronic
pricing.
But no matter what you buy there, you spend $20, they give you $50 in Kohl's cash. How do they make a living doing this?
Yeah.
It's because it's garbage, I guess.
Yeah. I just wanted to, you know, say that down here, it's probably going to last one more week. And this is the week of tryouts. And a little later in the show, I want to talk about I have to keep, there's not enough medication to keep my paranoia down to a dull roar.
And, you should go to Banfield.
What's Banfield?
That's the pet in PetSmart.
Thank you. Okay, very good. Banfield.
Banfield.
All right, let's move on, shall we?
Dude, let's.
We got some interesting news coming up today, but first I want to tell you that it is easier to start this year strong, ladies and gentlemen, and more delicious. Yummy, yummy, yummy!
The best.
Loving my tummy, Omaha Steaks. Glad to have them back as an advertiser. Stay satisfied, get energy, and fuel your routine with premium prepackaged protein delivered right to your door. From handcrafted USDA certified tender steaks to gourmet burgers, versatile chicken and pork, and more, they have unmatched variety, high quality proteins that everyone loves. Right now, you can taste the difference and you can get an extra $35 off at omahasteaks.com with promo code Mike. It's not the same as TMOS. Remember that promo code Mike at checkout. I don't need to tell you how great Omaha Steaks are, but I will. They're my favorite because they do beef right. Unrivaled quality and variety with every bite backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand cut by master butchers in America's heartland. Omaha Steaks has been America's original family-owned butcher since 1917. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code Mike at checkout. Mike is a new code, so pay attention. That's Omaha Steaks, O-M-A-H-A Steaks.com, promo code Mike. Terms apply. See the site for details, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Kind of a bummer. This one, you know, this one stung a little bit as a fan that we all are, as everyone knows by now. We lost the beloved Catherine O'Hara on Friday, the star of Schitt's Creek, Home Alone, Beetlejuice, SCTV, The Studio, and so much more. She was rushed to an L.A. hospital in serious condition, but she didn't pull through. She was 71. It was shocking because nobody knew she was even sick. And there's still no word on the cause of death other than she had a brief illness. And, you know, it sucks. One thing we do know, Catherine suffered from a condition called dextrocardia with situs inversus. That's the medical stuff. It's a rare birth defect in which the organs in the chest and abdomen are positioned opposite of where they normally are, like a mirror image. It's
rare. I've heard of this. Yeah, I've heard of that. I didn't know it had a name.
Enrique Iglesias and Donny Osmond also have it. Catherine didn't find out about it until she was an adult, and there's no word if it contributed to her death. Symptoms can include breathing problems, fatigue, lung infections, sinus infections, jaundice, but sufferers
what kind
can
of
also
doctor
lead a
is she going
life.
To as a child that doesn't realize that her heart is in the right place? I mean, and not in a figurative way, but literally it's on the other side of her body.
I don't know, but I mean, I would imagine if, you know, you're talking about the heart's kind of in the center and it might be hard
to
determine that.
Well, it's off to the left.
She was last
seen in... No, I think it's more towards the center.
Yeah, it's here.
And I thought we were talking...
The cartoon has it to the right.
Yes, he's such a mallet.
It has to be... No, it has to be in the rib cage for protection, though. It wouldn't be the center.
That would
the
be
rib
in the
cage
center.
Is the center of the chest.
But but if it's on one side of the rib cage, has to be on one side. I think it
Josh,
favors the left.
Can you bring
left.
Up a?
I'm working on
a
it,
diagram
yes.
so we can show magna cum laude the diagram of where the heart
I
is located in the
all
human
the
body.
Doctors at Banfield, and they said that's where it is.
You really thought it was on the left side?
I think, Mike,
like
I still
your
feel...
Like hand when you're saying the Pledge of Allegiance?
I still think I'm going to be born out as a winner on this. I think I'm right.
I think it might skew to the left, but it's not...
Oh, well, that, yeah, you see, there it is, right in the center.
Very it close is. To the center.
That's it not. Is. No, draw a line down the center of the body, okay? Is okay. it in the center? No, it's to the left.
You're, I mean, left, yeah, fine.
It's if you fine, wanna, but if you, close.
Can we go back to mourning Catherine O'Hara, please?
Catherine was last seen in public about 3 months ago. She did look noticeably thin and frail. Tributes to her have been pouring in over the weekend. Macaulay Culkin, who played her son, said, quote, "Mama, I thought we had time. I wanted more. I wanted to sit in a chair next to you. I heard you, but I had so much more to say. I love you. I'll see you later." Eugene Levy worked with Catherine for over 50 years, from SCTV to Schitt's Creek. That was her last tour de force where she was...
You bring it up, Mike. Let's have a moment with Moira, shall we?
Yeah, Moira Rose. What a
In
character.
The lee of a picturesque ridge lies a small, unpretentious...
She's loaded, winery. By the way, in this.
Yes,
one the character.
Peppers its fruit like
Watch
its
the hand.
Own babies. Hi, I'm Moira Rose. And if you love fruit wine as much as I do, then you'll appreciate the craftsmanship and quality of a local vintner. Who brings the muskmelon goodness to his oak chardonnay and the dazzling peach crab apple to his Riesling real Come taste the difference good fruit can make God. In your wine. You'll remember the experience.
Oh,
and
man.
You'll remember the name, Herb Irvling. Bert Herngeif.
Jeez.
And Mike,
aren't that many.
No
women in film and TV that are that phenomenally funny, and she's in a very, very, very exclusive club, and she will definitely be missed. With
for
that
people
character.
That are a little old school with Catherine O'Hara, as I am, and you go back to SCTV, we would not be doing our job if we didn't give you just a little bit of Lola Heatherton, which is her take on Joey Heatherton and Liza and Judy Garland. But here, just a little bit.
Okay, go ahead.
Want to fall in love? What better time of year, right? Then turn on to SCTV this Saturday night at 9 for the love spirit. Watch this.
She's coming home for Christmas weekend.
SCTV's
one of the dancers is Martin Short.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah. And then they do the whole history of her love spirit, but then the closing of the bit is my favorite. So she's... The whole thing is that she fell in love with Jewel Hallmeyer, who is like her designer, dresser, whatever. But anyway, so here we go.
Okay.
She's closing up this big emotional Christmas number.
I guess I was wrong. Jewel and I have worked together since 1963.
Look, that doesn't date us. We could have been 10 years old for all you know.
And never once did anything happen between us until this Christmas special. Something just hit us.
Each other.
This is my first Christmas in love, and I want to share that love spirit with you this Saturday.
Remember, this Saturday night at 9, Lola Heatherton's especially special Christmas special, The Love Spirit.
I love you, Jewel Hallmeyer. I want to bear your children. Oh, Jewel, it doesn't mean anything. I think it's
very funny lady.
So much comedy from her.
So Eugene Levy said of her, "I cherished our working relationship, but most of all, our friendship, and I will miss her." That to me sounds like a quote that was, you know, probably pried out of a guy that's really grieving pretty seriously.
He's not a big talker, Eugene Levy, more of a writer. So
I think that it's a shame. And, you know, I mean, 70 is the new 50. So it's very, very frustrating to see that. And she will be missed. So safe home, Catherine O'Hara.
Yeah, please.
The Grammys.
They All right, everyone, show your hands. Who watched them?
Thank you.
Okay, good.
Anyone? Class? Anyone? The Grammys didn't get as political as you might expect, but a few people made sure their voices were heard. Not surprisingly, one of them was Bad Bunny. While picking up his award for Best Musical, Musical Urbana Album, is that the category? He said, quote, "Before I say thanks to God, I'm going to say ice out. We're not savages, we're not animals, we're not aliens, we are humans, and we are Americans." He added that love is more powerful than hate. Bunny's album would go on to win the Big One Album of the Year. He also took home the win for Best Global Music Performance for his song, You know, sometimes it's...
You'll hear it next week.
You will.
While some folks got really political, Cher got confused. They brought her out near the end of the show to give. Did you get this, Rob? I don't know if you have this on.
I don't have. I don't play audio from the Grammys because we get flagged. That's the problem.
Near
the
end of the show, give her a Lifetime Achievement Award and to have her introduce the nominee for Record of the Year. But after giving a great speech about perseverance and being on both the top and the bottom of her career, she just started walking off the stage. Host Trevor Noah, there's a good pull.
That's actually, I can't believe he's still getting hosting work.
He actually had to call her back to announce the nominees. Then when it was time to announce the winner, she just stood there for several awkward seconds, envelope in hand, because she thought that Abe was going to show up on the teleprompter. When she did announce the winner, she thought it was the late Luther Vandross, although she pronounced his name Luther Grandos. This is very, a lot of moments. The Grammy actually went to Kendrick Lamar and SCA for the song Luther. Song about him.
Luther Vandross. Yeah.
It won 5 Grammys for the night and has overtaken Jay-Z as the most decorated rapper. Cher didn't seem to be in an altered state, but maybe she was just having a senior moment.
I have a prediction about that. And remember, it's not all that late in Los Angeles. But my prediction is that, or my take on this, is Cher does Cher. And she's always sort of paved her own way. Can't you see her saying, I don't want to do rehearsal. I'll just go out and do it. Yeah. And then if you don't rehearse, you're not going to see the fact that, you know, you can't read the prompters. She's That's been on TV it. For 60 years.
Yeah,
she knows how it works. So I'm on side share. And also, Trevor Noah, a lot of people don't know this, bit 2 people backstage.
There you go. It went to that, what's that vet?
Oh, Banfield. In PetSmart.
There's been an increase in NHL ticket sales. And the ticket platform SeatGeek thinks it's all thanks to Rob and Josh's favorite show, Heated Rivalry.
Oh, the gay hockey show, yes.
The site analyzed 3 different week-long periods during the season so far and compared it with the same time last year. Ticket sales up 24%. The same time the first episode aired on HBO Max, SeatGeek also says that after the show aired, there was an increase in the average ticket price from $127 to $142. There was also an increase in first-time purchases and solo ticket sales. Coincidence?
Yes.
The evidence seems pretty convincing. At the very least, the show has increased interest in hockey and has inspired people to check out a game. I haven't had the pleasure of looking in on it yet.
Yeah. It's a good move. Let's make a baseball show. Very similar.
Gay baseball?
Gay baseball. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Gay baseball. Mike. I think we have that. It's called the Savannah Bananas.
That's fabulous.
Mm-hmm. But yes. What were you going to say, Rob?
I was going to say, it's really not an increase in hockey overall. It's just an increase in gay hockey. And that's you know, that's what you have to focus on.
I'm all in. You know that with my proclivities for the sport.
Gathering speed. You
know, Michigan State Police just safely returned a loose miniature donkey to a farm. And where was this farm located? Oakland County. Don't know where that is. Here's how it relates to the country music world. The donkey's name, Dolly Parton.
Dolly the Donkey.
Apparently, Dolly the Donkey was in the mood for a late night escape. That's when troopers were called in to help. Here's what the police said about the incident. Last night, troopers were dispatched to a home in Holly Township where Dolly Parton, no, not that one, Dolly the miniature donkey, had taken advantage of an open gate to her pasture. Troopers found Donkey Dolly strolling along a roadway. Donkey Dolly. What, are you doing Dean? Doing Donkey Dolly?
Yeah,
what
but now that I think about it, it really should be Shannon. They found Donkey Dolly on a street.
Like it sounds like you're doing like a combination of Dean Martin and Steve Landisberg, you know? Hey, Donkey Dolly. Strolling around the roadway and returned her home safely. Her owner said she escaped with another donkey named Henry. Henry wandered back on his own an hour later, but Dolly needed a police escort. So glad Dolly's home. Yes, right.
Well, there was a very apologetic Dolly the Donkey said, I'm very sorry that I escaped.
Coming up on Eyewitness News, our regular agronomist, Mr. Dirt, tells you how to cover up your stinkweed. Should be fine. And good luck with that as freezing temperatures might be arriving in Florida. All right, anyway. Hey, it's Groundhog Day!
Groundhog Day! Get up, you woodchuck chuckers!
Here are a few stats and facts to help celebrate. Phil It should have happened at 7:20 Eastern.
I watched it live, yes. Mike. I put on my top hat and watched it. He saw his shadow.
It's
six more weeks of winter. Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Anyway, don't put that much stock in the prediction. Punxsutawney Phil, he's been making them since 1886, and he's only been right 35% of the time. So you better be, but with the temperatures we have, I can see where winter might hang on.
You mean up at Gobbler's Knob?
Gobbler's Knob. You know, we had a lady at American University that...
No, Mike, we're talking about groundhogs today.
Anyway, you'd be better off flipping a coin. Peter would prefer that. Last month, they also suggested replacing Phil with a giant hologram, Peter.
Oh, God, no, no,
If you
no, no.
include multiple Groundhog Day groundhogs, not just Phil, the overall prediction, 52%. So half
okay,
the time
that's better.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, it's Groundhog
Mike,
Day.
Can I bring up my favorite Groundhog Day fact?
Absolutely.
Is that originally, after they did the prediction, they would eat the groundhog?
Mm-hmm. It's delicious.
It is. It tastes like a common chicken and pork. Exactly right.
They should just wait to 6 weeks, and if it's right or wrong, it can live or die.
Oh, what a great idea that is!
I love that.
You could have a second celebration.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
in more temperate weather. Yeah.
And then publicly process it.
Sorry,
I guess.
Yeah. Feed the townspeople.
Well, the groundhog was wrong. Let's bring him out.
Okay. You know who really should be predicting the weather is Dolly Donkey.
Hey, look at that on the road there. It's Dolly Donkey. Hey, Dolly Donkey. Shouldn't you be getting back in your pasture?
Huh? Yeah, baby.
Dolly Donkey. Finally today, a couple in their 40s in New Mexico stole some sexually oriented merchandise from an adult store last Wednesday, and they were not messing around, at least as far as the robbery was concerned. The guy punched one male employee several times and pulled out a gun and pointed it at him. Another person tried to intervene and fought with the guy. The guy then ran out, hopped in a getaway car driven by the woman, and she backed into someone who was chasing them as they were peeling out of the parking lot. The police caught up with them, but they wouldn't pull over and launched a chase. Eventually, the cops got them to stop using that dreaded pit maneuver.
They were
arrested and charged with battery, fleeing a police officer, larceny, and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Since it was from a sex store, police guns were only loaded with rubber bullets. Get it?
I've been to that store, Mike, and it's great because in the back of it, they have a Banfield VD clinic.
There you go.
You see, go get yourself checked out.
Rubber, too. See, latex, rubber.
Rubber? I hardly know her.
Rubber balls and liquor. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Full circle. Yes.
Most of you know that my good friend Rob Spiewak no longer drinks.
Don't.
He can still have a good time. Instead of pouring a cocktail, Rob has been reaching for Soul's out-of-office drinks. Soul makes feeling good simple. They make delicious hemp-derived CBD and THC products with precise dosing, clean ingredients, and formulations designed for predictable feel-good effects. Soul is the alcohol alternative that puts you in control of your mood, and their best-selling out-of-office gummies deliver a customizable calming buzz from a 1.5 milligram microdose for a gentle lift to 15 milligrams for a deeper, more elevated experience. Josh is a gummy guy. He knows it's the easiest way to unwind without the grogginess or next-day regret of alcohol. You wake up feeling rested, relaxed, and ready to go. Give yourself the gift of a healthier unwind at the end of your day. Right now, Soul is offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com and use code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com, promo code TMOS for 30% off. Be a soul man. Soul man. For Valentine's Day, which is coming up on the 16th of March, I believe, right?
That's exactly right.
I will be, Carla always asks for the same thing. She wants beef bourguignon.
That's one of your signature dishes that is, and people that are, you know, perhaps new to the show don't know this. It is very labor intensive, but it's always a home run.
It is. She likes it. I have to make it a special way. However, this year I am flipping the script and I will be making a related dish, another famous French country dish that's known as
Stroganoff.
No, that's beef stroganoff. That's Russian.
I guess it is. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm making super Thai noodles. No, I'm sorry. It's another French dish called coq au vin. Coq au vin.
Is this because of the price of beef?
Maybe subconsciously. I think that I looked. I've now, like so many people that go into grocery stores, how many of us go into the, say you might have a Jones for a steak and you walk in and you look down and you're like, no. No, two steaks, not worth it. No, not worth the $43 for
That's
the two steaks.
That's why Omaha is the way to go for steaks.
Absolutely. I will look at the recipe. There's a dude that did it, popped up on my feed. Labor intensive, maybe more so than the beef bourguignon, but man, it looks, and kind of similar with the wine as the base. And
is it a white wine? But you see, I've always thought of making that. And
red wine. Just
Josh,
like,
you should know that coq au vin means, it means chicken of wine. It's technically what the name means.
Cock?
Yes.
Oh. Coq.
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 Yeah.
Coq. C-O-Q.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bonjour. How's your coq? There
so
you go.
What is? Can you thumbnail the recipe? I know it's chicken in a wine sauce. That's basically
all right, here's
what I know.
From memory, I'm going to do this. You take the chicken and salt and pepper it. Put a little flour on it. But first, before you do that, chop up some vegetables.
Your mirepoix? Is it carrots, celery, onion?
No, here's what you do. You wait a minute. Let me see. What I think you take the chicken and you put it in a little flour and you braise it.
Sure.
You don't cook it through. And then you put it in a pot that's got like chopped up vegetables and garlic and a little thyme, and you pour the wine over it, and then you marinate it, and then you keep in the refrigerator marinating overnight. Then you put your vegetable. I don't remember how it's made.
Is it served as a stew, or is it served over rice or noodles, or with French bread?
It's put in a blender and mixed up, and then poured into a cup. Plastic cup you can drink. That's
I love
how
it.
It's done.
I love it. I can't wait to hear about it.
I'm looking forward to it.
What cut of chicken will you use? What cut of chicken will you use in it?
It's 13 pieces. That's all I know from watching this guy. Looks like a lot of drumsticks and thighs.
I would think dark
recipe.
Meat would be best on this meat.
I believe so. So I will let you know how that goes. It does look good. I agree, Rolando. That looks really, really yummy. So we'll see what happens. Now, I wanted to cover this, and sorry for monopolizing the time today, but
not at all.
These are real quick hits. I can either tell you about FedEx or I can tell you about my new paranoia.
I would like to hear about paranoia because Federal Express will be with us tomorrow.
My new paranoia, and it's probably best that I do it tomorrow with FedEx anyway.
Okay.
Coaches. Baseball coaches. My son now,
It's
today,
tryout season, right?
Tryout season, and he's on his rec team, and they are not sure, you know, where he's going to play. I would assume maybe catcher, and on his regular travel team that he's on with the same kids, so that hasn't changed a lot. But now today, the first day of tryouts for his school team, and you know, tough. It's mostly 7th and 8th graders that get the playing time. So I heard that they're going to cut a few kids. And I remember
with
being
a knife?
Cut from my, no, cut, like you're cut from a team.
Oh, okay, removed from the team. I'd hate to think there was knives in play.
Come on, theater does cuts also.
Yes. You're right. Yes, yeah. You're right.
It's called auditioning and rejection. You know, there's rejection.
I know more about the rejection,
You know, you made in theater, you were very successful, weren't you?
It took me a while. I got a lot of rejections my first 2 years. And, you know.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I had a good run when I was doing that. But I will tell you that the idea of getting cut, my worst high school memory, and obviously it's not middle school, so it's not quite as important, but my worst memory was getting cut from varsity baseball. Went on the letter in hockey in high school, I tell you, it was horrible. I was racked with it. I wanted to play baseball so badly.
What was
it's
the
my
hardest?
First love.
Was it hard not playing? Was it hard telling your family? What was the worst part?
Just
of
the
it?
Rejection in general. You know, the reasons that they gave me were legit. We had two all-stars that played the position.
Well, the alcoholism.
We had the all-star who was the starter, and then the backup was an all-star pitcher. So, okay. I mean, I was kind of the odd man out as a first baseman. And, you know, and the thing is, it just hurt because, you know, it hurts anytime you get cut.
Sure.
Anytime you've seen the money ball where they send somebody down. I mean, it's terrible. It's not fun at all. But I'm thinking like that my paranoia about coaches and daddy ball and all this. And I thought daddy ball kind of stopped at the school level, and it doesn't. It goes right into the school
I don't think
where they bring in this coach.
It would never stop. Yeah.
They bring in this coach has a kid, and he's also in the rec league, and he's got a kid. And
I bet he's a good player.
I don't know. But I mean, I get paranoid about that. I get paranoid that I'm outside looking in, Josh, that I'm somebody that does not. I'm not part of the and you had said to me, if your kid plays better, you'll be part of the group. But I still feel like there is some sort of I think it's a volunteer thing. I think it's the people that insinuate themselves into the leagues and all of that. That's kind of
there's some
I'm
of that.
Not, yeah, I'm and not you prepared can
do
that. To do that.
Do they have an announcer?
No, Rob, they don't have an announcer. So
I mean, well, someone would have to play like the walk-up music and stuff, right?
I know. Yeah, well, they do. Some teams do it, you know, where a parent does it or something. What were you going to say, Josh? Shut up, Rob.
Are you going and watching these tryouts?
Today, I don't know if I'm going to do it or not. I'm not quite sure. What do you think?
I was just going to say, bring the SO cheer. That way they know you can fit in.
Yeah, SO!
You mean as far as...
As cheering on Michael.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You know, you just get down. Do you think I should go to the school tryouts? I certainly am free. You know, I mean, do you think I should?
How about this?
I don't know.
I mean, how do you feel for a school tryout? Do you think I should just leave the coach alone? I talked to him yesterday.
What if you went up to the coach and said, hey, I found this wallet and there's $50 in it, or maybe there isn't. Would you like to take a look?
I can't. I could never do that. Could never do it on my worst day. I couldn't do it. I just couldn't. I couldn't bring myself to do it.
How about just a question? If someone wanted to replace that scoreboard with a new one, what do you think that would cost?
Yeah, I get it.
You don't have to follow through.
Yeah, that's
just
true.
Get the ball rolling.
Yeah, just plant some seeds.
I just want him to. I want him to have a good experience, and I want him to do well, and I want him to be successful. And you know, there's so many conflicting emotions about this.
I would say stay away.
Stay away from the tryout.
From the school tryout.
I disagree. I'd say show up, but wear an overcoat and sunglasses and a fedora, so no one recognizes you.
I think I'm going to show up halfway through it because we have to pick up at the field today.
Oh, okay. That's so you show up a little early. That's a good idea.
50-degree weather where they're all bundled up and they're doing this.
But, Josh, did you letter in anything in high school, any sports?
I did not. I went to a small private school that had limited sports.
I understand.
I will tell you that I am, there's nothing you want what's best for your kid, and you want to fight your kid's battles, but you don't. It is what it is. But
Mike, it's the same of me. That's horrible grammar. It's the same as when I spoke to Robert as a 4-year-old after the dog bite. You know, you want to take care of your kids.
You want to take care of them, and I am. You know, I'm, you know how I am. I'm a fixer. I don't like to let things lie. Mm-hmm. I like to be proactive. But
you're
at
like
the
Mr.
same
Wolf.
Time, I don't, Mr. Wolf.
How does Michael feel? How does Michael feel out there?
Today, last night nervous, this morning excited. And I keep him apprised of the situation, where maybe 22 are interested and 16 will be kept on the team.
Yeah.
That's a roster.
Has he scouted where the weak position is?
No.
Wow, no. Isn't that fast how Josh went there?
Yeah, see.
Well, no, I'm saying if you want to get on the team, you got to figure out where the need is. If the coach's son is the catcher, don't go after catcher.
Well, he plays three positions, four if you count pitcher.
And that's what he's got to make sure. He's got to make sure the coach knows.
Yeah,
he can play infield, outfield, catch, pitch. He can do it all.
He's at school now, and I probably should have told him that, but we're going to have to wait and see what happens.
Well, when you speak to him, please tell him that his godfather roots for him and wishes him the very best, and know that his godfather lettered in theater.
No, you can't.
What?
You can't letter in theater.
I got one.
No, you don't. It's not real.
I do. It's real.
Real.
No, it's a real letter. It's a real letter.
It's just like the letter the cheerleaders get.
Ouch. Thank you. That's wonderful.
Private school, small school. The hell's he talking about? Dick.
All right.
We have a spot.
How about the music?
Yes. Sorry.
If weight loss has been on your mind, it's been on mine, and I'm back with a vengeance on my tirzepatide. Love it. If you're just tired of the food noise, the cravings, starting over every Monday, Carla from DermGlow Skin has you covered. Through DermGlow Skin, you can access doctor-guided weight loss programs. They're fantastic. They're designed for real life. No gimmicks, no judgment, and yes, payment plans are available. HSA and FSA cards are welcome. Getting started is easy. Just head to DermGlowSkin.com and click the weight loss button. After a quick online process, medical approval is yours and your medication ships straight to your door. And while you're there, Carla just opened her brand new DermGlow Skin location. Yes. With the brand new lighted sign that we all went out to look at as a family on Friday night.
Very cool. Very cool.
Fully stocked with professional skincare, and you can shop in-store or online. She ships everywhere, and she ships fast, so your skin can have a new year glow to match your new year goals. One website, two wins, weight loss support, and glow-worthy skincare. Go to DermGlowSkin.com. That's DermGlowSkin.com, and start your new year the DermGlow way. Rob Spiewak, he does it with people, and he does it with silver. You sold that silver, and you crashed the silver market.
Mike, it was an amazing weekend. The headline from CNBC is gold and silver dive and crash, extending sell-off in precious metals after historic plunge. I think my mom and I sold at, it was like $99 or $101 per ounce. And this weekend it's down to $85. And I called my mother and I just said one thing. I said, Sharon, we're geniuses. And she says, silver must be down. She knew what I was thinking.
I don't know about these precious metals. I really don't. But I would think that this became such a big story that the sell-off, you know, I watched some of
Mike,
these guys.
Mike, I literally just got a text from my mother, and she said, this is what it says. I don't know if you can read it. That's what she just texted me. 81.67. That's where silver is at right now. And she doesn't have to explain what it means. She just knows that we did it right. That's
so
awesome.
The run on selling, probably that's like a sell-off in the stock market.
We were talking to everybody, the thought was, I don't know if silver can make it to 100. I don't know if it can. And it did. For a brief shining moment, and now it's lower than it ever was.
Yeah, it said that there was some announcement on Friday that the Fed announced about the U.S. dollar, how it's stronger than everyone has been predicting it would be.
Oh,
what about
okay.
gold? Is gold both
gold also took a nosedive? Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So the
good news is, Mike, Nazi memorabilia holding steady.
No, but I would imagine this would be a buying opportunity for people that were thinking about getting into it, because I think it's going to take a dip and then it's going to go right back up again.
I was thinking, Mike, that, and I did a little research, when we were working at WJFK, silver was about $6 or $7 an ounce. And I was thinking if I took my minuscule paycheck then and just bought like 3 ounces of silver every paycheck, how smart that would have been. Mm-hmm. Because $7, even at a crash, is now $85. And hello. I think that precious metals, I think it's a very sound investment unless you bought last week. Well, I think as a rule, I think it's pretty steady.
But now that it's at 85, the question is how high can it really go? Or will it just crash
it could,
again?
It could
used
flounder.
To be $7.
Yeah.
Want to tell you is that I'm looking forward to getting the gold from my personal collection.
And where is that? No, you can't put, Mike, okay. No pliers in your mouth, please.
It's the price is still good enough.
I know. Don't know that Mike has all metal fillings.
Yeah. I'm right, showing pure pliers. Yeah. I'm showing pliers, you see, for the people that listen and don't look at the video.
Speaking of metal, I got to ask this question. I made a horrifying discovery this weekend. When you used to cut yourself when you were little, get a cut, a scrape, a bruise, or something like that.
I thought you were talking when I had those emotional difficulties.
Exactly, but that was only when you got from the baseball team.
Yes.
No, when you injured yourself, did your parents ever use mercurochrome or methylate on it? It was like a medicinal, and it was pink or reddish.
That's like the mercury.
That's
like
the thing.
In the old days?
My grandfather swore by methylated, and we all feared it.
My mom would always put that on me, Rob, when we were in the Dust Bowl. No,
Mike, I'm talking in the 80s that it was still a big deal in our family. Yes, and Mike, then why would I remember it?
Because the story probably was there. It was banned in the
90s because it turned out it was loaded with mercury.
Do you know what paragoric is?
It's a powdered medicine, right?
Paragoric was a liquid that tasted like licorice, and it was for stomach stomach distress. That's what
Is it loaded with mercury?
Did Bactine have mercury in it?
No, and they still make knockoff methylate and mercurochrome without the mercury, but
your mother never used it on you.
Mike, I regret to inform you, she has. I used it on myself sometimes when I would cut myself because it was just what we did in our family, and I remember so clearly.
Is that why you had trouble running?
Mike, I've never felt better. It was a little bottle, and in the top was like a glass tube that was used to like apply it, and invariably the tube would break. And it's like, what are we doing here? We're taking a broken piece of glass to put mercury in our body.
It was a little ball on the end of a tube.
I remember it as a broken glass stick. That's how I remember it. Well, it was if you put it in real hard. My grandfather was a huge proponent of methylate, and he would
still purchase
jab,
it. They've just removed the mercury.
Yeah, yes. So it's no good anymore.
Okay.
Right. You don't want that.
Yours probably didn't have mercury either in the 80s.
No, it did, because I recognize the bottle.
Just put some Tussin on it.
That's why I buy Mexican methylate.
Yes. Robitussin. Robitussin. Yeah. Keep us aware of that price of precious metals. I'm very curious about that.
I'll put you and my mom on a text chain.
Do you have some video for us today? Because
I know
people love it.
I love that today I can bring you video that involves cream cheese.
I'll do my best to describe it because
thank you.
I love you. Anyway, that's it. Not Rob. I'm talking about the listeners.
Well,
Thank you very much.
We're trying something new. We're going to mute all the videos.
Very good. I'm so excited to tell you about our sponsor, Avocado Green Mattress.
Yes.
Avocado. Avocado's certified organic mattresses, pillows, and solid wood. Hold on. I got to go back and look at this copy again. All right. I'm so excited to tell you about our sponsor, Avocado Green Mattress. Avocado. Okay. All right. I think I get it. Avocado's certified organic mattresses, pillows, and their solid wood furniture,
There's no mercury. There's no methylate or anything.
Here's the thing. It should be, I'm so excited to tell you about our sponsor, Avocado. And then it should be Avocado Green Mattress.
I put the singular avocado in there because you've been doing character voices when you said avocado.
That's the problem. Okay. Now I understand. All right. Mm-hmm. Now that I know you want that, we'll rewind. This is the good one.
Right.
Take three. Here we go.
Love it.
I'm so excited to tell you about our sponsor, Avocado Green Mattress. Avocado! Don't do it if I'm going to do it like that. Do it. Avocado Green Mattress. Avocado's certified organic mattresses, pillows, and solid wood furniture are made without harmful chemicals, with thoughtfully chosen materials designed to support healthier living and more restorative sleep. A great mattress is the key to great sleep. And the Avocado mattress can give you the best sleep of your life. Better sleep changes your mornings, your energy, and can improve the quality of your entire day, especially with the cry of an apple. Invest in your comfort. Every product is thoughtfully made with the planet in mind, so you can feel good about the comfort and the quality that you bring into your home. Plus, easy financing options with a firm to make your purchase smooth as silk. And best of all, no regrets ever. Avocados. Sleep trials of up to 1 year ensure you're getting the best mattress for you. Dream of better.
And now they're having a great sale on mattresses. Go to avocadogreenmattress.com/TMOS to get up to 15% off. That's avocadogreenmattress.com/TMOS. It's not the TMOS.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
Casey.
Casey's Top 40.
I think the last really mind-bending reality show that we talked about could be the one that showed people naked but not their face. Do you remember that? They would reveal them by...
Naked and Afraid?
No, it's not Naked and Afraid. This was like a dating show where they would show naked bodies without
the
face.
Was it overseas? Was it a European dating show?
It was. I think it was brought to us by Mike McIntosh, which will help you understand the
Naked view. Attraction.
Naked Attraction. Thank you, Josh. He knew that awfully fast.
Mm-hmm. And they show just the bodies.
Yeah, right, and in stages. Thing. Yeah.
Okay.
There's a new show coming on Netflix that might touch it for creepiness, and that is called Age of Attraction.
When you tell people your age, they put a stigma to that.
The truth is, when love is there and love is real, age won't matter.
Here, age is just a number. You'll be dating without ever knowing how old your partner is.
They've stocked one of the standard dating islands with people from age 21 to 60. But and no one's allowed to reveal their age.
You can tell by looking at people.
Yeah, you can. You can tell by looking at people. And you know what? You know when you're getting ready for the casket?
Yeah.
When they no longer involve you in a show. The cutoff age being 60.
Oh, that's sad. That
is sad. Yeah. It is very, very, very sad, you know, and because I think they should have expanded the age limit, you know.
Really?
And yeah, and put this guy on the show. All right.
Hey, it's Gary Busey. Listen to this.
Can you see him coming off the plane and saying, "I'm Gary Busey. I'm 20 years old.
I'm 25.
Yeah, right. I don't know if these guys are my age, my dad's age, my grandpa's age.
I'm getting nervous.
Good luck.
Woo! Hey, what are you going to get?
An oyster shooter?
I say we go for it.
Just because they're an aphrodisiac?
Yeah.
Gross.
Are the women and the men different ages?
All ages.
So right. The women can be 60 and the guys can be 60.
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. Good. Good.
All right, so you can watch out for that. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, we've broadcast to a lot of cities. We visited a lot of cities, Mike, and I think you'll agree with me that the happiest city of them all is Philadelphia.
Absolutely, unquestionably, home of the mummers.
It is. Oh, and the parade. It's yes. Lovely. And you can get a cheese wit, and you can get a cheese wit out.
Yeah,
it's
Liberty
just
Bell.
Great. Yeah.
Guys dressed as Ben Franklin.
Nice long line for that bell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful Mike, stuff.
The problem is that there's sanitation crews might need a little bit of a shot in the arm. Because okay. Sanitation includes snow removal as well. I don't know how this video got leaked, but here's a guy clearing snow in the streets of Philadelphia and cheering the fact that he's blocking people's cars in.
If your car look like this, just go ahead and back in the house. Just go in the house. Ain't no need for you to be outside today.
It's your fault for parking
if
on the
I
street.
If I can't drive, you can't drive.
Yeah, that's Philadelphia in a
Happy
nutshell.
Snow
isn't
day,
it?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Isn't it?
Right?
That really is.
The dickishness of that
Allegheny
laugh.
Allegheny don't need to go nowhere.
Mike, he's also the starting pitcher for the Phillies this year.
Yeah, and you wonder why. They had a prison in the bottom of the stadium. Right?
And you think you've had a bad day. What if you're in some of this epic cold and a water main breaks near your car?
Created a large ice cube around her car. Action News reporter Katie Castro.
What do you see this car? This is great.
The scene in Fishtown with the
in Fishtown, Mike.
Katie.
And Shari, take a look behind me here. You can see that 2016 Honda Civic looks like a life-sized ice sculpture. The car is still encased in ice, and all day, neighbors and curious onlookers have been pulling out their phones, stopping to stare.
Glad you saved those wipers.
Yeah, that'll make it easy.
I had to stop and see this car.
Mike, did you know there was a Philadelphia suburb called Fishtown?
I did not know that. No. But it looks like maybe there was a donut shop nearby. Why do we put our reporters to a higher standard? That's terrible.
She lives in Swedish Fishtown. Let's close with this. You never know.
The best stuff is the stuff you can't do anymore, damn it.
I know. What if you put up a video on the TikTok or the Instagram and it went crazy just because you were talking about something you love? Wouldn't that feel great?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And you'd want to look your best, especially when this lady has a review of one of her favorite products ever, Tempty, T-E-M-P-T-E-E, Tempty cream cheese.
All right. From New York.
Oh, no.
There's only one cream cheese you got to have. With your bagel. Tempty, right? It's so fluffy. Nothing has a better taste. I hate when you go to a bagel store and they throw a block of cream cheese I don't know where they got it from. It's a big hard lump. I don't want to eat that.
No.
This is the best one. That's what you got to get.
Mike, it went so well.
Yeah.
It went so well, she did a follow-up video. And let's close with this. She loves her cream cheese.
Okay.
All right. I have to tell you, the comments on my cream cheese video had me choking. You guys. I mean, somebody even called me Helmet Head. What the frig? But I laughed out loud, literally. I love
you. She has man hands.
That was so funny. Share it so that I get more followers. If I go to 5,000, I'll do my hair tutorial. I'll show you how to do my hair. All right? Thank you, guys. Love you.
Yeah.
The amazing thing about that, Mike.
She might need her husband.
No, I think her husband has actually the hands.
No, the hair tutorial is what I'm talking about, because I think that hair is by Something About Mary. I was going to say,
if you missed it in the first tape, she's from New York.
Wonderful lady. God bless her with her cream cheese. We'll be back tomorrow. Hey, don't forget, we got the squares going right now. And I'm not talking about the Hollywood. I'm talking about the Super Bowl squares. All you have to do to find it is go to MichaelMaraShow.com and click on Josh Soroka Squares. Right?
Sure. We'll make it work.
He's unflappable, ladies and gentlemen. Did I get it right? The square thing you're doing? Right?
Yeah, we're going to we'll do it on Facebook.
Yeah. We'll do it on Facebook.
We'll do it over there.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to do it on there. Hope there aren't any suspensions floating around.
Boom.
You know what I mean? For Josh Soroka, did you not want me to say that? Or I mean, I'm
no,
just
no, no. It's fine. We're going to do it on Facebook. If you're not on, we'll do it on the fan club because of legality stuff with gambling. So go look over there.
Okay, very good. Check it out because we want to be on the cutting edge of Super Bowl. For Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak and
Mike O'Mara.
It's Mike O'Mara saying bye, everybody. I got confused at the end. Senior moment. Whoa.
You know, the letter was actually, it was a regular letter and it had a comedy and tragedy pin on it.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Colds, flus, strips, even COVIDs. Every disease cured with ease by this blessed formula based on ancient scripture.
What the hell's going on here? Just thought we were almost finished. Good. Golly, Miss Molly.
Right. So what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.